This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. If you are looking for an example of the can-do spirit, consider Olivia Adams. The Arlington resident and software developer took note of a lot of frustration with the COVID-19 vaccine process in Massachusetts. She saw that people in the 75-year-old and up age bracket were struggling to get signed up for vaccination appointments, and a lot of relatives and friends helping them also expressed frustration. And so she did something about it. Olivia Adams came up with her own website that she says allows people to find an appointment more quickly and more easily than they can through the state. Olivia, thanks for joining WBUR's Weekend Edition.
Thanks so much, Sharon.
A lot of people have complained about the shortcomings of the Massachusetts system. What motivated you to actually take action?
So it started actually with my mother-in-law. She finally was eligible to get vaccinated, and she was having such a hard time figuring out where to go and how to sign up, and spots were filling up so quickly. And so she was able to finally sign up at Gillette, and then about a week later, she tried to sign up her father and ran into the same issue. And so I started thinking, what's going on here? So I checked it out, and I saw that the state website, while it was a great starting point to look for places that had vaccinations, there was no great way to just look at a glance and say, what's available near me and how do I quickly sign up? And so I just started putting my software skills to use and seeing what I could automate to make this process easier for people. And the result is the website that you mentioned.
What does your site offer that the state website doesn't?
So the state website lists all of the locations that are offering vaccines, and almost every different type of location has its own website or own phone line or own email address to try to sign up for an appointment. So what my program does is it looks at all of those websites every 5 minutes and figures out what's available and shows them on one web page. There's one place to look that updates automatically every 5 minutes, so you can quickly see at a glance what's available and just sign up as fast as you can.
How hard was this to do?
It was technically difficult. What I had to do is tell the computer how to understand the website like a human, how to read a table and give me that information in a way that I could easily display. So for each website, I had to write a program individually to say, here's how the website displays the information, and here's how you can take it out of that web page and send it to me. So it took me about 3 weeks working between naps and diaper changes to try to get this all together.
Right. We hadn't mentioned yet, you're on maternity leave from your job at Athena Health to take care of your two young children. I have to say, when I was in your shoes, I maybe would have combed my hair like once a week on a good week. So how did you find the time and energy for this project?
Yes, so I completely feel where you're coming from. My maternity leave with my eldest, who is turning 2 on Monday, actually, he was just like that. He wouldn't let me sleep. He wouldn't let me do much of anything. And I've been blessed with a good sleeper this time around. So I've been able to pretty consistently get a few hours every day to work on this, which has just been great. It's been so fun to work on a side project, though, of course, I wish that the state or someone with more official resources had been able to do this, because there's clearly such a need.
What do you think led you to be able to do this when the state didn't?
So I think that there's a problem systemically with the whole vaccination rollout, and I think that it stems from the federal government, and it's this culture of decentralization. The federal government is really pushing on the states to figure all this out, and it makes sense for the states to say, all right, hospital systems, you get this many, we'll work on this many sites, and CVS, you get this. And so all of those smaller systems then make up their own way to get the vaccine out. And the result is that our residents have 100 different places that they can go to try to get vaccinated, and they just can't navigate the system.
So what are some of the limitations of your site?
Right now, I'm scraping about 6 websites, and there are many more that need to be done. Though, of course, the state sites generally have the most availability, and those are included on my website. So that's good. You can almost always find a slot if you're looking.
Governor Baker was asked about you yesterday.
Governor, a software developer, works for a healthcare company, has taken it upon herself to make a website where it shows all available appointments at a glance on one page. She has the Mass sites up now. She's working on more. I'm wondering if the state would consider implementing something like that.
Send us her name. We'll talk to her.
So my question, have you talked with anyone at the state level?
Not yet. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. It was a Friday. Nobody wants to reach out and start a whole new conversation when the weekend's around the corner. But I have reached out to the Department of Health and a couple other related state departments, and I know that the reporter that called me out at the press conference gave the governor my contact information. So I hope to hear from them soon.
Remind us of where people find your work. What's the website?
Yes, it's at www.macovidvaccines.com.
Well, Olivia, all in a day's work, right?
3 weeks, but a day sounds good.
Olivia Adams, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Sharon. Appreciate it.
This is 90.9 WBUR.